This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Our next guest is Simon Ruth, CEO of Thorn Harbour Health. And our apologies, Simon, for keeping you on hold. We're running a little bit behind this morning, but I'm blaming Nick Rees for that.
Just too much fun and too much gas-bagging.
You might have heard earlier, Simon, we had a chat with Sharon Lewin from the Doherty Institute, and we're speaking about the epidemiology, particularly in our community, around monkeypox and where it's going. I wanted to, if I may, you know, there's a lot of static going on out there about monkeypox, and Sharon's cleared some of that up. This is you know, a challenge that we all have to deal with, but particularly in our community, because there are a few cases that have cropped up there. Can you give us your take on where we are at with monkeypox, Simon?
Look, I actually didn't hear Sharon earlier. I've been in a meeting all morning, but if I do start saying the same things, just cut me off.
That's okay. No, that's cool.
So at the moment, you know, there's significant issues overseas. Monkeypox is Sharon may have mentioned this, it's a disease from Central and West Africa. It's generally passed from rodent to human, so it circulates in the community through rodents, and then humans get it, and it can pass from human to human. And they do get outbreaks in Africa regularly. The Nigerian CDC is actually the best source of information about monkeypox if you want to look and go and study it. But the current outbreak is largely amongst gay and bisexual men. It's 34 countries around the world have had cases now. Mainly in Europe and Canada would be the other place that's seen larger outbreaks. In Australia, we've had 8 cases so far. 7 of those cases have been guys who have come home from travelling through Europe. They've been symptomatic essentially when they've landed or very shortly after they've landed, and they've gone in and seen their doctor and been picked up and started isolating. There has been one case of local transmission, and that was a guy from New South Wales who was in Queensland, picked it up in Queensland. We don't know who he picked it up from, but it's so long ago now. I mean, that's 2.5 weeks ago now, that the person that he picked it up from would be no longer contagious. So there's a very good chance that in Australia we have no other cases through travelling through the country right now. And there's possibly a good chance that, you know, we will not see the sorts of outbreaks they are overseas. The British are particularly concerned because the British are getting clusters erupting that don't appear to be linked to other cases. So they're trying to look at ways to quickly track down how it's travelling through the community, and they're struggling to do that. So it's probably the Brits who are the most concerned about it right now. In Australia, you know, we're sort of prepared, we're ready. We're doing lots of marketing. If you go through any international airport, you should be being hit by our marketing if it's in Melbourne or South Australia, ACONs if it's in New South Wales. The rest of the country will be getting Emanate marketing. It'll be turning up in your social media. And all of our sexual health services are primed, and they've all studied up on monkeypox, and they all know what it looks like now, and everybody's sort of ready to respond. We imagine as people start heading to Northern Pride, as they start going to the range of Pride events over the next 8 to 12 weeks across Europe and North America, that we'll start seeing more cases return. But everyone's ready to address those. So hopefully we will manage to contain that in Australia.
How's it transmitted, Simon?
So it's transmitted through, essentially, you get fever, you get aches and pains, you get it through your lymph nodes. But then you come out in a rash, and it's actually the rash that's contagious. and the mucus that comes out of the rash. So if the mucus gets onto bedding or onto clothing, it can be transmitted through sharing a bed, through getting the sheets, being in the same sheets as somebody who's left mucus behind, or it's direct skin-to-skin contact.
Okay, so it's basically contact.
Or very close contact, because you can get the lesions in your mouth. So if you're close enough to someone to get hit with spittle, when they're talking to you, you could get it that way as well, because if they've got lesions in their mouth, it could be coming out through spit. But it's not airborne in the way that some other diseases are.
Okay, so and what is the impact on someone of having monkeypox? I mean, what does it do to you, apart from some fairly unattractive things on your skin?
Yeah, well, there's two different types of monkeypox. There's one that's much more lethal than this strain. Fortunately, this is the less dangerous of the two strains. In Africa, they believe that this strain had about a 1% death rate. Worldwide now, I think there's something like 1,600 cases, and there hasn't been a single death. It does tend to impact on people with lower immunity, so people who are on cancer drugs and treatments and whatnot, it would be more dangerous, and certainly children have worse reactions to it. At the moment, though, it's essentially traveling through adult males around the world, and so everybody's sort of coping reasonably well. You can get quite sick with it, but so far we haven't seen any deaths, and it goes away in about 3 weeks.
And what about monkey phobia? Like, the poor monkeys seem to be getting the blame for monkeypox, with it being called monkeypox. Shouldn't it be called rodent pox, given that's the species jump that occurred to bring this to humanity?
Yeah, well, the World Health Organization is looking at changing the name right now. Certainly, if it wasn't called monkeypox, we probably wouldn't sort of have this level of media attention on it.
Yes.
And they waited till we were, you know, doing large-scale marketing on it for 4 weeks, and now they're going to change the name. So then we'll have to educate everybody about what the name change is. But I don't know what the name change will be, but it's probably likely not going to be called monkeypox in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, I wonder what we're going to call it. Any suggestions, Simon? We should ask our listeners what it should be called.
Who knows? It'll probably be a number of letters with a number after it.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So in terms of, you know, it's relative, you know, it's a low incidence in Australia. It can be passed by physical contact, you know, even sleeping in the same bed as someone that's had it. If there's some residue on the sheets, it doesn't need to. It is not sexually transmitted.
No, it's not sexually transmitted. But if you're hugging someone and you're both naked and they've got the lesions, if you look online, you can see pictures of what they look like now on white skin, because most of the previous research was on dark skin.
Yeah.
They look a bit like pimples. So you may not even notice that somebody has it in the early stages of it, but hugging them, you could highly likely pick it up.
We got, I'm not going to read them out on air. We've got some interesting suggestions from listeners, but no, I'm not going to.
Certain political figures in Australia being named, the suggestion being that they be named, the pox be named after a certain political figure.
Yeah, no, I think we can leave that.
The one difference about this strain to the regular monkeypox strain, though, is we're seeing the lesions on people's genitals and around their anus, which is unusual compared to traditional monkeypox, which tended to be hands, face and torso.
Okay. All right. Gives me an image there that I'm not sure I want. Look, thanks, Simon. For the clarification there. I think it's really important that people understand, you know, this is not a sexually transmitted disease. It's a close contact, intimate sharing of space. That's really important for people to understand. But what is the first symptom, just quickly, Simon, that people might become aware of?
It's varied. It's varied. Some people have got fever first, and some people have got the little pimples and sores first. So it's varied from case to case, and particularly at this time of year with flu going around and colds, you may not realise the fever is associated with something like this. But certainly it's the rash which is the thing that identifies it. And a lot of people might be thinking, well, if it's going to go away, I won't go forward. But it's important that we track who has it.
Yeah.
And the real risk in Australia is if it passes back from human to rodent, it could then become endemic in Australia. If it starts passing around between rats and mice and whatnot, We could end up stuck with it. So it's important that we know who has it and that we're able to support them, not to accidentally pass it on.
Exactly. Simon Ruth.
And if you go to any one of our websites, the Thorn Harbour, Down and Dirty, or Drama Down Under, they all have information on it right now. So.
Great. Simon Ruth, CEO of Thorn Harbour Health, thank you so much for making the time. Sorry to keep you waiting this morning.
That's all right.
Have a great weekend, and I'm sure we're going to be speaking again soon.
Cheers. Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Nick.
Cheers.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.